Craft brewers and distilleries across Texas are toasting because for the first time ever, they can go head-to-head with major alcohol brands across the nation. Governor Rick Perry signed a series of bills that benefit local companies that make both beer and alcohol. For breweries, they can now legally sell their beer at their establishments, as well as to distributors who can get the product into grocery stores and pubs. One person celebrating the law is Jeff Young. Young is a brewmaster at Black Star Co-op, a brew pub in North Central Austin.
So this kind of changes the scope of what we can do. So instead of just having another brew pub, we can now have more of a production facility that will not only allow us to sell more beer on site at a different location, but also have the capacity to start distributing around town.
And the good news for craft distilleries is that they are now allowed to sell limited amounts of liquor directly to the consumer for both on-site as well as off-site consumption. The legislation was authored by Senators John Corona, Leticia Van de Putte, and Kevin Eltife. The same three also worked on the craft beer legislation during the past session of the Texas legislature. The laws were passed with the help of lobbyists hired by the Texas Distilled Spirits Association. Daniel Barnes is a member of this association and the owner of Treaty Oaks Distillery, based in Northwest Austin. Barnes says that the laws will really introduce craft distilleries to the public.
It gives us the ability to pull back the curtain a little bit, have people come in, taste all of our different spirits, do the tours, and then have a reason for them being there. On the other hand of that, it also gives you the chance, with us also being able to sell drinks, with being able to show people what to do with these spirits.
The new laws go into effect on September 1st. Hadi Mawagdi, KUT News.